Reporting for Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond. Yesterday on WKLM, it was Wayne Holmes' Summer Gold Division Junior League Baseball from Lehman Field as Highland took on Triway. Here's Matt Croy.
Monday night at Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division 14U Baseball from Lehman Field. Highland Gold gets the win over Triway Gold in mercy fashion in six innings by the score of 11-1. It is tied at one all the way into the bottom half of the fourth inning, but then the fourth inning would be the difference of the game as Highland would score six runs on six hits in that fourth. They would take a 7-1 lead, adding on four more runs in the sixth. And Highland gets the win in six innings by the score of 11-1 over Triway. Highland had 11 runs on 11 hits. They had no errors and eight left on base. Boaz Yoder led the way, going 3-for-4 at the plate. He also had a grand total of five RBIs for the contest. He also have a double and score a run. Tucker Miller would go 2-for-4 at the plate. He would score a run. And John Degas went 2-for-2. He was hit by a pitch, had an RBI. He would score a pair of runs for the contest. For Triway, they had one run on five hits, two errors, and four left on base. Mason Massaro, he would lead the way, going 2-for-4 at the plate for the contest. In the win of the mound for Highland, that was Tucker Miller. He went the first four innings. He allowed one run. That was earned. Four hits allowed. He struck out seven and walked nobody. While with the loss for Triway in relief was Brody Michaels, who had an inning and two-thirds of relief, allowed six runs, six earned, six hits allowed. He struck out one, and he walked two. With the win, Highland improves the record of 14-1. They've now won seven straight. With the loss, Triway drops the record to 11-4, and that snaps an eight-game winning streak. Again, the final score in Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Baseball from Lehman Field. Highland wins it in mercy fashion in six innings by the score of 11-1 over Triway. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.
Also last night, it was Junior League Baseball as West Holmes Gold battled Worcester Gold at Deer Run Park. Here's Jake Seidel.
Wayne Holmes Gold Division Baseball from Deer Run Park on Monday evening saw West Holmes get a big 10-run win propelled by a walk-off grand slam over the Worcester Generals to win by the final score of 16-6. West Holmes led by five after one inning. After scoring five in the bottom of the first, they lead by six after two, thanks to a Schaefer RBI single. Generals get one back in the third, and the two teams go back and forth until the fifth inning. The top of the fifth, Worcester would score five runs, assisted by a couple of errors, as well as an RBI double from Evan Elias and Luke Testrake. The West Holmes would come right back in the bottom half of the inning, scoring eight runs after sending nine to the plate. That would be capped off by Joey Camacho's walk-off grand slam to dead center as the Knights win by a final score of 16-6. Colton House gets the win in this one, going five innings. He gives up six runs, two earned on six hits while walking three and striking out six. Meanwhile, Harper McDaniel will take the loss for Worcester, going 2 2/3, giving up seven runs, five earned on seven hits while walking five and striking out three. It took an hour and 49 minutes to play it for West Holmes. 16 runs, 14 earned on 14 hits, four errors, they strand six. For the Generals, six runs, two earned on six hits, one error, they strand four. With the win, West Holmes improves their record in the Golden Division to 7-7, while Worcester will drop theirs to 3-11. Once again, the final score in this one, it's a 16-6 walk-off five-inning win for the West Holmes Knights, propelled by a Joey Camacho grand slam. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Jake Seidel.
And be sure to tune in today for Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Junior League Baseball from Deer Run Park as West Holmes takes on Downton. Airtime on WKLM and WKLMFM.com, 5:30. Game time's at 6. We'll also have Division 7 Regional Semifinal Baseball from Oberlin College as Central Christian battles Medina Christian. That game will be video live streamed on YouTube, and you can also hear it here on the radio and on Stream 2 with airtime at 4:30. On Wednesday, tune in for a special show on the state-bound West Holmes track team. You'll be able to hear interviews with the coaches and state qualifiers on their very successful season. Showtime's at 3 p.m. We'll also have Division 6 Regional Semifinal Baseball from Lancaster as Highland squares off against Waterford on WKLM Stream 1 and YouTube with airtime at 4:30. And you can tune in to Division 5 Regional Semifinal Baseball from Carr, Ducky, Schroeder Field. in Massillon as Wayndale faces Chagrin Falls on YouTube and Stream 2 with airtime at 4:30. Around the area, Wayne Holmes Summer Gold Division Baseball, Downton and West Holmes, and in Division 7 Regional Tournament Baseball, Central Christian faces Medina Christian, Calvert takes on Maplewood, and Strasburg will battle Green. The Cleveland Browns traded two-time AP NFL Defensive Player of the Year Miles Garrett to the LA Rams in a blockbuster deal. The Browns will acquire pass rusher and linebacker Jared Verse, a 2027 first-round selection, a second-round pick in 2028, and a 2029 third-round selection. Garrett is expected to report to the Rams facility today and have a news conference to discuss the trade. Garrett was not seen at the Browns facility during offseason workouts. Coach Todd Monken said 2 weeks ago he had not had a face-to-face meeting with Garrett since being hired in late January. Garrett indicated when he signed a record-breaking contract extension last year that money would not ease the disappointment of not contending for a playoff spot. That is why Garrett's 9 seasons with the Cleveland Browns ended on Monday when he was traded to the LA Rams less than 15 months after signing a $204.8 million 4-year contract extension with $122.8 million guaranteed. General Manager Andrew Berry was adamant that Garrett would spend his entire career in Cleveland and enter the Pro Football Hall of Fame wearing orange and brown. But repeated quarterback missteps, organizational dysfunction, and a disastrous trade for Deshaun Watson have kept the Browns in a near constant state of rebuilding. Lane Thomas hit a grand slam in the first inning, and Lunader Avila pitched a career-high 5 innings as the Kansas City Royals snapped a 6-game skid with a 9-2 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Kansas City won for just the 4th time in 20 games. Avila made his second career start and allowed 1 run on 2 hits with 4 walks and a career-high 5 strikeouts on 86 pitches. Also a career-high, Jack Caglione hit a 2-run home run, his 6th of the season, in the 5th, and Michael Massey added a solo homer in the 7th, both off Reds lefty Brandon Librans. Highly rated infield prospect Edwin Arroyo made his major league debut at second base for Cincinnati and went 1-for-4. Cincinnati Reds shortstop Elliott De La Cruz has been placed on the 10-day injured list with a right hamstring strain. De La Cruz left Sunday's 6-4 victory over the Atlanta Braves with right hamstring tightness after singling to right center in the 5th inning. He underwent an MRI on Monday morning. The Reds also recalled infield prospect Edwin Arroyo from AAA Louisville, selected left-hander Brandon Librans from AAA, and designated for assignment right-hander Junior Marte. The head of the Baseball Players Association insists the union will fight management's salary cap proposal. Major League Baseball proposed a salary cap last week and seems to start a lockout after the current labor contract expires December 1st. Interim Executive Director Bruce Myers says the union has never been broken and never will be. He emphasized that baseball players have always been the most unified, which is why they don't have a salary cap. Negotiators have not scheduled the next bargaining session. With Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond.